Now, a recent survey conducted by the LMC agency, which operates the website jobs.cz, has found that roughly half of Czech firms turn down job applicants with criminal records. The survey approached 151 different firms, and the results following the presidential amnesty, which saw more than 6,000 inmates released in January, are far from encouraging. Jan Wellinger spoke to LMC's Tomáš Dombrovský.
Now we have one-third of all prisoners on the market and face the situation of how they are able to find a job. We are asked by the media all the time what the situation of the former prisoners is in the Czech Republic. So we ask the companies what is their attitude to ex-offenders.
How would you describe the findings of the survey?
It's less than positive, definitely, because the situation of ex-offenders on the Czech labor market is very difficult. Almost one half of all companies don't hire any offenders, no matter what type of position they hire, no matter what type of criminality the person did. So the doors for such people is almost closed in half of companies. Another one-third of companies is trying to consider what type of criminality the person did, or they just try to fit it in the type of position. So it's obvious that some person with economic criminality is not allowed to work in financial sector, but they can find a job in some different area. So this is the one-third of companies. And only almost one quarter of companies don't count it with it in the hiring process. They just simply don't care if people are or are not ex-prisoners.
Let's look at the one-third of companies that you mentioned there that are appearing to take a more positive approach. Are these firms that take it as some kind of policy or responsibility to help former cons get reintegrated into society?
I'm not sure if they are so proactive, because I think we don't have any programs, the company's programs here in Czech Republic, trying to involve the ex-prisoners or offenders back to the labor process. Our market in this field is very undeveloped, so we don't have any positive examples. We have the probation service of the Czech Republic, but it's the state agency, and it's not connected to the usual labor market here in Czech Republic. And when the companies are not involving in this process, the situation on the market for the people is really bad.
Having some kind of a support system in place, or a system enabling people to find work, would be, it seems to my mind, the first step in keeping people from repeating small crimes and ending up back in jail.
Definitely. And we see it also from abroad, for example, from Britain, and they just started to talk about helping people coming back from prisons to find a job is the priority number one. Our government should consider it the same, because the amnesty was only the first step. Now we need to help the people coming back from prisons to find jobs. I would be very glad if companies would involve more in that process, but we are not so far now. We have some, let's say, projects for parents of small children coming back to work. We have some project for people with disabilities. So these have already been started here in Czech Republic, but we don't have any project for people coming back from prisons.
LMC's Tomáš Dombrovský